One More Turn. Episode 1110. Players Fielded.
I'm driving. Get in.
I can drive.
You don't know where we're going, Carson.
Then tell me, Hudson.
That's by design.
My car is...
parked over there, but we're here. Get in.
We can go over there.
It's not about the distance, it's about your ability.
You know, I haven't had a drop of booze since the ceremony.
Ceremony? You mean the one where the last mayor gave you the key to the town?
What other ceremony would I be talking about?
What other ceremony would you not be talking about?
What?
What?
In the...
How was Caleb ever mistaken for man-child over you?
Why was I ever given a key to this town? There are questions that have no answers.
I insist on driving, not because you're an alcoholic.
I just told you it's been years since I drank.
I just said it was not because of that. Alcoholism is a disease without a cure, Carson. You control it, or it controls you.
Thank you, public service announcement.
10 seasons ago, you drove me to your now wife and father-in-law's law office at a speed that still makes unmentionable muscles of mine twitch. So I'm driving.
Muscles, destinations, going for a hat trick, something else you won't mention?
Pick up that hockey reference from your father-in-law now, did you?
Holy Zamboni Inferno.
We're a series of horror flicks with plots almost as plausible as sharks flying through the air. Now get in my damned car.
What could you say that could possibly compel me to do so?
Compel? Well, Shakespeare, how about the end of your marriage and the last of any possible salvation of a reputation worth nothing more than a punchline?
What is this all about? You leave me a voicemail.
To my amazement, I expected my call to keep ringing. When did you finally get it back?
A few weeks ago, at Max's insistence.
The irony.
Because I've had the ability to send and receive texts for years from my smartphone?
That too.
Seriously? Now I get your irony comment moments ago. You can't fire me twice.
I'm not here about that. I'm here for Nora, Mora, Reese, Avery, Evelyn, Riley even. But above all, Bella, I schooled your brother on this field 7 seasons ago. Your turn.
Turn? I thought you said this wasn't about your gaming channel.
Max, I did ask you not to mention school.
Hudson is prepared to sue you for assaulting him at Gary and Bella's place of business.
Wait, what? Seriously? That was 10 years ago. You know why this notion is ludicrous? The only damages he suffered were his ego.
The court of public law gets reported by the media, debated by politicians, and enters the court of public opinion in any and all manner. It fits your behaving badly video persona.
Persona? Am I the one with the Shakespeare nickname?
Tell him what Nora told you she'd do in your defense.
Nora did what now?
Said she would write a letter of recommendation and serve as a character witness. Suggested I approach Evelyn to do the same, as she never saw Hudson write for Bella.
Or in general.
Stay off Deviation Avenue and drive at home already. Save the muscles.
I called Evelyn. She agreed. Besides, not liking Hudson, she blames Bella for ending our group therapy sessions with Nora. I stood there as Nora called Avery, asking her to write a letter in my favor as well.
Why do you think I'd want to hear this from him, Hudson?
Why would you believe anything I would tell you about Nora that made her look bad?
Point taken. Did Avery agree to write this?
She did.
Apparently, Carson hadn't seen the blog post I published about my relationship with Avery. She would be on board with being another character witness for Carson to get back at me for humiliating her. Humiliation she brought on herself as only facts...
Not now, Hudson.
...were included. Facts that came out in the open when she ran for mayor. I did nothing...
You're going to be next in line for a headlock if you keep talking about this. After you! I am not dough, and you are not a rolling pin. Get off me! Again with a grass stain along the white stripe of my shirt.
Why would you wear anything with white to this? What do you mean again?
Caleb told me about the encounter he had with Max here. Is this the same shirt?
How did Carson even take you down like that? You were the high school athlete.
Warrior is right. All this time sitting and gaming has taken its toll. Why are you helping him?
You're not doing right by Bella. And Nora's letting her hate of Hudson rule her judgment.
That's what your firing me for managing your game channeling was really about. If you, Hudson, have this lawsuit ready to go, why would you put all your planning and allying behind it to risk to tell me this? Take away the element of surprise?
5 seasons ago, the federal government audited One More Turn Solutions, all because you didn't care to properly expense in the last few months you owned the business. I received word that my final appeal for my having to pay up was denied. You come clean that you are the one responsible, and my case against you will go away.
One More Turn, written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick, edited by Dark Cloud, directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance: Hudson, voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick; Carson, voiced by Scott Alphashard Dirk; Max, voiced by Dark Cloud. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
He thinks I believe him when he says he doesn't record his captain logs anymore, but...
Okay, here's where we're at. Unless someone's paying you by the word you say to me, why haven't you asked me what you really came to ask?
It's refreshing to speak to someone who knows of me, but doesn't know me.